Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does wisdom from a parent and pediatrician grow to transform lives in Hawaii and across the United States? Dr. Teresa Wee is the author of the book, The Happy Healthy Revolution, a working parent's guide to achieve wellness as a family unit. She does what we all long for, whether it's spoken or unspoken, that someone would just share openly from her life's joys and sorrows, dreams and hopes, with a tender warmth that only comes through experience. Dr. Teresa Wee joins us today. She's also here with her dear husband, Martin Arinaga, who, Suzanne, as we talked earlier, Martin has been here in the studio many times as a co-host of the Good Life Hawaii program. It's good to have you back.
Welcome
with us today,
back,
Martin. But we pause at the beginning of our show to remind you, dear one, that the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is to lead you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. For you to know the love of God, that stretches so wide, the bounds of God's love stretches so far and deep, that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, there is always hope in Jesus. There is a nodding of heads in this studio today. Well, Jesus loves you so much, dear friend, that he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, yes, but 3 days later, he rose again from the dead. Rose from the dead, rose from the grave. And the living Christ, who has touched the heart of Teresa Wee, Martin, Suzanne, myself, is here. Chaz on time, is here to touch you today. Will you respond to the Lord? Will you open your heart to Christ? That's our prayer and our hope. Dr. Teresa Wee is a pediatric health and wellness expert who has been in private practice at the Wee Wellness Center for 35 years. Her nonprofit organization, Walk with a Doc Oahu, meets weekly at Central Oahu Regional Park to educate, exercise, and encourage people of all ages to take that first step towards better health. Dr. Wee graduated from the University of Hawaii John A. Burns School of Medicine and completed her pediatric internship and residency at Columbus Children's Hospital at The Ohio State University. Dr. Wee, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you, Danny.
Tell us, where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Makiki, and I went to, I'm a Merino Spartan, and I went there from about kindergarten to 12th grade, and my maternal grandparents lived with us as we were growing up. I had three siblings, my mom, dad, myself, and my grandparents, so there were eight of us, and we lived in Makiki, and it was, at the time, I thought, oh, you know, this is, you know, why can't we be like other families? You know, my grandparents spoke Chinese, and, you know, we ate with chopsticks, and it wasn't very Americanized, and, you know, we grew our own vegetables, and I was so embarrassed to have any of my friends over. But when looking back, it really taught me a lot. We did not have that much money. There were lots of chores to do, things that we had to help out on. And I think it was a very good family experience when I look back.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
I would really have to say it was my dad. So my paternal grandparents also came from China. But in the Chinese culture, education is really top priority. And so both my mom and dad ended up getting master's degree, my dad in MIT and my mom at Boston University. So their parents were Chinese immigrants from China who came to Hawaii, and now the next generation had masters. And my mom and dad both met in Boston and got married and then returned home.
So were they both from Hawaii?
Yes.
And met in Boston?
They met in Boston at a foreigner's dance.
Huh.
At the time, Hawaii was a territory.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's go a little further. What did your dad do or say that left such an impression on you?
You know, I was smacked between two brothers, and I was always very competitive. And my dad would always say, you know, just show the guys what you have. And he would tell me, even though you're a girl, you can do anything you want. And I remember we would go to the library. My dad worked, you know, nights, Monday through Thursday night, but Friday night was reserved to go to the Hawaii State Library. So on Friday night, I used to love to read biographies of women. And I finally read Elizabeth Blackwell, First Woman Physician, and I said, that's what I want to be. And everyone said, no, you're going to be a nurse. I said, no, I want to be a doctor, you know. And my dad, when you come from a family who values education, I mean, my grandparents, you know, said, oh, we'll give you a car if you become a doctor. Or, I mean, it was encouraged. So within my family, it was encouraged.
Oh, your dad really saw that in you. And
he did.
He stoked the fire. He stirred you up. And
he really, you know, he was the main reason behind it, I think.
Wow.
How many people, Danny, go as a family to the Hawaii State Library on Friday night? I don't want our listeners to miss that. That's pretty amazing.
Well, and Elizabeth Blackwell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Her story.
I read Madame Curie and Florence Nightingale and anyway, I read biographies and I said, no, Elizabeth Blackwell. So really at the age of 6 or 7, I firmly knew I wanted to be a doctor, and I never wavered. I said, I just pictured myself in a white coat, and that was what I was going to be.
Well, and that is what you are. And your faith, your spiritual journey. Share about your relationship with Christ.
So my dad was a graduate of St. Louis High School. So there was the big influence. And I went to Marino. I went to University of Hawaii undergraduate. And so my faith was always with me. And I think as I was having, you know, my family, my husband and I said, yes, you know, we need to take our children to church each Sunday. And, you know, when everything's going fine, there's no problem. I did go through a depression when I was 40 years old, when I was working full time as a private practice physician, 6 days a week, plus raising 4 children.
And let's make, we need to talk, as you're speaking about your husband, we're talking about Dr. Stephen.
Yes, Dr. Stephen.
Right?
Yes, my first husband. Mm-hmm. And so as we were raising our children, my husband was extremely busy. So I took care of the home, and my husband, we were in private practice together. So he was an internal medicine doctor who took care of the business. I took care of the family affairs and, you know, 6 lunches every day, all the meals, the prep, the laundry. And so that's, we just somehow did it. When I look back, I'm not sure how. But at the age of 40, I actually, for over a year, I couldn't sleep and eat. And I finally self-diagnosed myself as being depressed and went to see someone. And So I got better, and so life was going really great. And our little practice in Waipio Gentry, when we first opened up in 1984, it was all pineapple fields, and I come from the city, so, you know, of course, all our relatives said, why are you going in the country? You know, you should open your practice in the city.
But when they come to visit you, they said, do you need anything from town?
Yeah, I know. But it was a perfect setup. We bought a home right in Waipio Gentry, lived 2 minutes away from our office, and, you know, really developed, picked up a very nice private practice there for 27 years. So what happened, so actually this will be the 10th anniversary, June 11, 2010, my husband, we had just celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary. My husband looked at me on Kamehameha Day, it was 12 noon, and he said, oh, I just don't feel good. And I said, oh, it's because you didn't have lunch yet. So I went to heat up. We had chili and rice, so, you know, that takes about 2 or 3 minutes. When I came back, he was dead. I mean, it was that sudden.
Wow.
He had some agonal breathing, foaming at the mouth. I tried to, you know, arouse him. It was such a shock. I called 911. I knew he had already passed. The fire came and ambulance came to take him away. And within 1 hour, I'm looking at him. He just had a haircut, and I thought, wow, they just pronounced him dead. Mm. You know, and it was
wow.
You know, you never get any preparation for that. I was like in total shock, and people at the hospital knew him, and they really tried their best to resuscitate him. They knew he was a physician at St. Francis at the time, so it was shocking. We had to call. Two of our four children were on the mainland, but again, that happened on Friday, and then everything's a cloud, but on Monday, I made funeral arrangements, and then on Tuesday, I was back at work trying to figure out, what am I going to do for his practice? And then people said, oh, you weren't here on Saturday or Monday, and I said, yeah, my husband died. So I went into my second depression. I was so lost without him. We were college sweethearts, and we went to medical school together, so I just knew him. He was so much a part of me. We did everything together. You know, my son said, even though we were married for 30 years, he says, Mom, you and Dad were married for 60 years because you guys saw each other day and night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so hard. It was a very hard time for me. But I knew I was depressed, and you know, I sought help immediately, but my children at that time were 21 to about 28, so they were older, and they were grieving in their own manner, and like I said, two of them were already on the mainland. So, but the community response, there were about 5 or 6 physicians who volunteered their time, and for 3 months just saw my husband's patients. None of the money came to them. They just came on their day afternoon off to see his patients. And so I was very grateful for the community help. And 3 months after this, one night I just could not take it anymore. I couldn't sleep. And I said, God, if you are here, just show me a sign, because I was ready to quit being a physician. I really did not have any desire to continue. And 5 days later, a woman comes to me. She said, oh, your psychiatrist will not hire me. She knows that you need me more, and she's an office manager. So Lori came to me and said, Dr. Wee, she looked at me and she said, you look so pathetic. And she said, I will turn your practice around. And I said, that's great, but I can't pay you. I don't have money. She says, it's okay. I'll just consult. You don't have to pay me. But before we go any further, may I pray for you? So I said, oh, my goodness, this was the sign. And right away, together, she and I started to work, and slowly we redid our office. And soon this new place, I was under a month-to-month lease because my lease was already up, and so the company had said, we're going to more than double your rent, and you have to sign for a 5 or 10 year. So I was already in the midst of trying to figure out where I was going to practice if I continued. But a place came up for sale, and the banks loaned me money, and I went ahead and built.
So you see the hand of God working in the most desperate.
Yes.
Indescribable situation, Dr. Wei. Mm-hmm. Martin Aranaga, I look at you and I see the tenderness of your heart. I mean, our stories go back and now they're interlaced, Suzanne. And dear one, as you're listening today, before we go to our break, I want you to just push the pause button for a moment because of the brevity of life. How quickly things can change. And thank the Lord. You might have heard this. Danny, we hear that. No, but in this moment, to appreciate the loved ones that you have, to hug and express and to share your love and affection, maybe even extend a little bit of grace to think, yeah, I wonder how many times one who has lost a loved one would say, you know what? If they were here today, that other thing that used to really bug me, that wouldn't even matter. Mm-hmm. And just extend a little bit further because they are still with you. Yeah. It might be a parent for a child or a child for a parent. We'll be back with more Heart to Heart with you. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Dr. Teresa Wee was born and raised in Hawaii, has a strong commitment to improving the health of the people of Hawaii. She's helped to start the monthly Walk with a Doc, Walk with a Future Doc, Walk with a Doc at the University of Hawaii Medical School, Walk with a Future Doc, Dance with a Doc, Walk Walk with Future, Dance with... She's got to explain that to us. She will. She's also been conducting the family obesity sessions over the years to help families prevent and address obesity. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danielle Mashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. Dr. Teresa Wee is here with her husband, Martin Arenaga. Dear friends of our ministry, just dear friends in the Lord and partners in what the Lord has us to do. You want to find out more about her and her practice? WeWellnessCenter.com. WeWee WellnessCenter.com. And The Good Life, maybe you're tuning in right now, caught the tail end of the last segment. You can get this program in its entirety for free. It's a gift. Go to TheGoodLifeHawaii.com, download it, listen, pass it on to a family member or friend. Dr. Wee, I mean, part of what you shared, a lot of what you shared, is in your book, The Happy Healthy Revolution.
Yes.
The Working Parent's Guide to Wellness as a Family Unit. I'm just thinking about the chapter where there's four children, full-time doc, and slow burnout.
Yes.
And this emerges from that. Mm-hmm. What led you, mm-hmm. or how were you inspired to write this book?
I want working parents to know that you can accept help. You're not superwoman. It's okay to not do everything perfectly. And really, the most important thing is the relationships you have with your children, not the type of toys you buy or video games. They just want to know that they are loved and that you care about them, and they just want a little bit of time with you. So I wanted to share the wisdom that I've developed over the years, not only as a mother, but as a pediatrician, and really just get it out nationwide, just to really tell parents there is hope. And by reading this book, you'll see that you're not the only one going through this and having your own trials and tribulations.
In what way do small goals amount to big wins?
Yeah. So in the book, I talk about if you can just, from the time the children are little, for example, just talking to them, really responding to them, if you continue to communicate well, then this will eventually add up to bigger wins. In other words, when they're little, turn off the TV, sit down, have dinner with them. Just if you have 5 minutes, just say, hey, guys, let's go outside. Let's do something. Mommy has 5 minutes, or mommy and daddy want to take a walk together. These were all things that we did as a family. We would all six of us go bike riding. People would say, we would see you guys riding bikes or going hiking. And we were quite a sight to see.
A young mother or father might listen and say, but Dr. Wee, that was another time. We live in a time that, we're a cell phone age. We've got our devices. We've got our own universe in our hands.
Yeah. But my advice is a lot of that is not necessary. I think we just have to be aware that these devices can distract from family time. And this is the whole reason why I've written the book. I talk about how working as a family, staying healthy together, this is so key. We need to encourage one another to exercise, encourage one another to sit down and have healthy meals, get the kids involved in prep, cooking prep, have the children sit down with you and look at the midweek ads and make a shopping list, look at the budget. You can do these things as a family and grow closer. And while you're doing that, you're freeing up more time so that you can have more family activities together.
A positive attitude. Mm-hmm. You write about a positive attitude can change everything. I mean, that could sound like quite grand. Is it really so?
You know, I think that when we're looking at discipline and punishment, I think we always have to, we all respond better to positive encouragement. So whenever I talk, when we talk about parenting, we talk about positive words, positive reinforcements versus punishment for past behavior, which really does not work and does not solve the problem at all. So I highly encourage, you know, having a more positive, you know, talking in a more positive way when together as a family. And it's hard because even my employees, staff, and or even my husband, you know, if he's doing something great, you know, we don't say anything. But if he does something wrong, I'll say, hey, you didn't do that, you know, but we're just programmed like that. So I think we have to catch ourselves trying to put the spotlight on the positives that people are doing.
Now, this will relate to Walk with a Doc.
Yes.
I think. Mm-hmm. But because it's about movement.
Yes.
There's a part of the book where you say, just move more. Mm-hmm. What does that mean, just move more?
So, you know, a lot of times, well, right now, America, not only Hawaii, we're in the throes of an obesity crisis. So currently, 2 out of 3 Americans, adults and children, are either overweight or obese. Now, this underlying obesity is really the cause for many of our chronic health diseases, such as diabetes, chronic kidney disease, heart disease. So when we talk about obesity, this is my passion, is to teach families that we can be healthy. This is how it's better to prevent rather than to treat. So from the time the babies are 1 year old, I'm talking to parents about, hey, we got to move, we got to exercise, we got to eat healthy. Parents have to be the role models. You cannot be, you know, not moving and eating unhealthy and saying, hey, you should exercise. I think this is where the family unit is important. There are many obesity programs across the country, but for myself, my program is unique when I work with families because I involve the entire family, not only the parents and the child who is obese, but also the normal weight siblings, the grandparents, the nanny, the daycare sitter, the uncle or auntie who's watching them. So I'll get about 6 or 7 from a family, and we all sit down. So 3 to 5 families will all sit down and we'll go through a 5-week program.
You're listening to Dr. Teresa Wee. Dr. Wee is speaking about her book. It's a new book out called The Happy Healthy Revolution, The Working Parent's Guide to Wellness as a Family Unit. You can get the book at Amazon.com, and you can find out more about Dr. Wee and her practice at WeeWellnessCenter.com. That's Wee, W-E-E, WellnessCenter.com. Dr. Wee, you also have a program called Walk with a Doc.
Yes.
And there are others. Walk with a Future Doc. Mm-hmm. Dance with a Doc. When we come back from our break, let's explain what that means. Could you explain
what that means?
And how does it relate with what you just talked about, this idea of just move more?
Yeah.
This idea of obesity.
Yes.
I listen, and I'm thinking about how Josh Green, Dr. Josh Green, Hawaii Lieutenant Governor, said there's Teresa's holistic approach to wellness is both refreshing and effective. It's grounded in personal experience and perfectly reflects Hawaii's values. Well, elaborate more on that, because I think it'll touch all of us when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Yamashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Dr. Teresa Wee, Wee Wellness Center, WeeWellnessCenter.com, the author of the book, The Happy Healthy Revolution, The Working Parent's Guide to Wellness as a Family Unit, available at Amazon.com. And again, WeeWellnessCenter.com. Dr. Wee, why did you start Walk with a Doc?
So when I restarted after my husband's sudden death, my office manager looked at me and said, "Dr. Wee, what's your passion?" And I said, "Oh my gosh, Lori, no one ever asked me that question. My passion has always been to help my families and children that are obese." And she says, "Well, you know, my oldest daughter is obese. I think this is a great idea. Let's." So 8 years ago or 9 years ago, we just started up family obesity sessions without any grants or, you know, I just gathered volunteers. And on Saturday from 1 to 3, we started these family obesity sessions. And they were such a hit. I mean, I did them for several years, and I had people from Kaiser. You know, Waipio Gentry is a very small, connected community. Everyone wanted to join me, and I wasn't charging. And I said, "You're not my patient." "No, yeah, but I'm your neighbor." No, I don't care if you're my neighbor. This is only for my patients." And so the demand was there. People wanted something in the community. So at that point, I said, "Okay, let me do a community program." And at the time, my mentor in Columbus, Ohio, so Walk with a Doc is an international organization, and it actually started by a cardiologist, Dr. David Sabgir, in Ohio State University. And so my mentor had mentioned this to me, so it was in the back of my head. And I said, "Why doesn't Hawaii have one, Oahu have one?" And she said, "Well, why don't you start one?" And that was the beginnings, because I thought this would really help families. You know, let's have a program where everyone can come out for free. And so that's what we did. I started up this nonprofit, a chapter of this Walk with a Doc. And now I've been doing this for 4 years every week at Central Oahu Regional Park near the tennis courts we meet. Every Saturday, I start out with a health tip, a new health tip every week, and we warm up. We walk about 45 minutes, about 1.8 miles. We cool down, and we always have refreshments. So UHA Health Insurance has been very generous about supporting this, as well as Stay Fit Physical Therapy, giving me fruits every Saturday for the past 4 years. And it's been an amazing journey because we have had over 1,000 people. You know, we get about 30 to 40 people, depends on the weather, but we're there rain or shine. And people, the testimonials are absolutely amazing over the years. People whose lives have been just turned around by this. We get seniors, we get families, we have young adults. My husband is always out to support me, so I appreciate that. And the results I have seen, I'm trying to just kind of collect it all because it's so rewarding. As a physician, it just energizes me every week to see how happy these people are and how healthy they're getting.
Sounds like her next book is going to be stories of Walk with the Doc.
We've talked about that.
But how encouraging that would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is Walk with a Future Doc?
Well, you know, over the years, I've mentored pre-med students, and now they have gotten into medical school. And I, you know, I've also precepted medical students. And so they're saying, why don't we have one in town at the medical school? And I said, yes. In fact, that mentor I mentioned, when she passed away, she left money for Walk with a Future Doc. So you can start a chapter without any investment initially. And so, you know, with the encouragement of the medical school faculty, myself and others, this medical student started up Walk with a Future Doc last April. So it's going to be 1 year. They meet monthly, though, but they have a good, they get about 50 people every month.
Wonderful.
What's the hope in the Future Doc? Why did your mentor leave that grant?
Yeah,
I think,
of course, the hope is that we will show medical students that they can have an impact on people of all ages. I want to encourage our young students not to just look at being a specialist, where of course you might make more money, but really we need people on the front lines as primary care physicians. This is what Hawaii needs now. We need good, caring, smart primary care physicians who can really, you know, take care of our families in Hawaii, and that's what we desperately need. And on the outer
island. Is true, it's desperate.
Yes.
We have a desperate need for that.
Yeah.
Walk with a Doc. Walk with a Future Doc. There was another one. Dance with a Doc.
Yeah, so we branched out. I did Hike with a Doc from May to September. And then it got a little rainier, so we decided that from October till April, we will have Dance with a Doc. And so it's been really fun. With Dance with a Doc, we've done jazz, hip hop, hula.
Martin, I think it's your turn, man. I mean, she's looking at you and you're smiling, kind of smug.
Has it been fun?
I would have never taken ballet, but I know first position, second position. I know some good hip hop moves, and I want the attitude. And it's really fun going along with her and just watching her take on new challenges and just seeing her depend on the Lord and just knowing that all's going to be good. And one thing I enjoy watching about Teresa is she's a risk taker. I wouldn't say fearless because she does have moments, but you know, you sit down, you go, okay, well, let's look at the positive. Let's look at the negative. My famous question is, okay, what's the worst that can happen? And are you ready to accept that as an end result? And she goes, yes. Okay, so then all we got to do is make sure that doesn't happen. Let's do it. So it's amazing to see, I think it's in Proverbs, talks about a man plans his steps, but a man plans his way, but God directs his steps. I think it's so true in her that her faith is encouraging to watch and to be along in the journey.
Mm. Yeah, it's been amazing. I said, Martin, I'm going to write a book. Oh, okay.
I know, we were sitting there and having this conversation that at Legal Seafood, there in Boston, and here it is. The book is published, and we talked about different ideas, and certainly a woman of action and a woman of faith. I think faith and action go hand in hand, don't you think?
I do too. I do.
You know, and the way I look at it is, you know, God has been with me throughout all of this. I just feel like he wants me. You know, I get these ideas in my head, and I said, okay, I got to do this, and I'll run it by Martin.
Now, someone listening right now might be hearing a very energetic woman. Mm-hmm. I mean, you are hearing a very energetic woman. And if you could see her, her face is beaming.
Yes.
She is.
So is his, by the way.
She is. Her arms are gesticulating in various positions, and she's just, almost like a preacher, you know, like almost like a Pentecostal preacher. Yes. on a platform. But this is post two major depressions.
Mm-hmm.
Post losing her husband in 2 minutes, mm-hmm. not being able to say goodbye, starting in her practice all over again. Mm-hmm. Almost from scratch.
Yep. But she's a positive thinker. Martin, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
And I think that's a key that we don't want to have our listeners miss, thinking in the positive.
Well, and yet there can be, there's a beauty in that, but there's also a danger in that. Because positive meaning what? What is positive? Okay, positive is positive of positive things, but how do we push it further? And what does it mean to be thinking in the positive with, guided by what? Guided by the word, guided by why am I being positive? And when we come back from our break in our final segment, we'll talk about that. How can I be positive? Mm-hmm. Can I be positive just because I want to be positive? Maybe somebody can. Maybe someone could. That's certainly better than being negative, right, Suzanne?
Mm-hmm.
But what about knowing that based on what is written in this book called the Holy Bible, the Scriptures, the Word, that God has made a promise, and I can stand on His promise.
Yes.
I can stand on His promise of hope for eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
I can stand on His promise for hope in this moment that I'm at. It's another dimension.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
You're listening
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
She's part of the board of the Hawaii 5210 Let's Go program. She's a member of the Childhood Obesity Committee of the Hawaii Chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. And she's also serving on the pediatric program as pediatric program director for the Queens Akoakoa Physician Organization. I'm talking about none other than Dr. Teresa Wee. She's the author of the book, The Happy Healthy Revolution, that you can get at Amazon.com. The Happy Healthy Revolution, A Working Parent's Guide to Achieve Wellness as a Family Unit. In this, our final segment here at The Good Life Hawaii, we're grateful that you're joining us. And I think in this moment, we'll maybe drill a little bit further down, get a little bit deeper on things, and maybe more. So there's some things that needs to be shared as we tie in with what we talked about before. Suzanne Maurer, my co-host here, Dr. Teresa Wee, her husband, Martin Arinaga, who has been a co-host on the Good Life Radio Show for a number of years early on in our program, but certainly a longtime partner of the Jesus Christ is Calling You ministry. Dr. Wee, when we talk about thinking about positive things, or maybe more so having these positive thoughts grounded, grounded in the Word. So it's sort of like ask the question, not only what do you believe, but why do you believe it? Or how could you believe that? There's some substance to it now with the Word. What would you say, especially in light of difficult times that some people might be facing?
You know, as I mentioned, I went to Maryknoll, you know, raised a Roman Catholic, and you know, you go to church every Sunday and you thank God, things are going great, you know, my life couldn't be better, I thank God for this, and boom, he takes away your husband, your whole life changes, your whole foundation is gone. And I went through a period for about 6 months where I said, you know what, I can't believe in God. I'm mad at you, God. I don't know why you did this to a good person. You know, we're good people. And so as I'm kind of working through, you know, after his death, what to do, I met Martin. We were introduced on a blind date. And, you know, the first time I met him, you know, I didn't care for him. And he was 4 years younger. But, you know, after our second or third date, you know, I kind of got to know him. He's pretty funny. He's not bad. But the most important thing is he said, why don't you come to my church? Because I had actually stopped going to church at that point. So I went to his church, and right away I was asked to go to small group. And so that was the beginning of a new relationship with God and really going back to the Bible. And I started to laugh again, and I found a new friend, and you know, and when we got married, I said, wow, you know, I suddenly realized that I was trusting God more and more. Like, how could someone, you know, this was not me. I mean, I was putting my faith in God, and you know, things were not always easy peasy. There were lots of trials along the way, and I wondered, God, is this the right direction I should take? But in all of the trials I've had, I realized that he's directing me to certain things. And so when I encounter a problem, I go, okay, what am I learning from this? You know, where should I go? I just wake up every day going, okay, God, you know, I'm your messenger. Just tell me what I need to do and help me to say what I need to say. And that's how I roll now.
We've talked a couple times, and I think this is becoming a heavy word, but it needs to be heavy because there's gravity to it. This word depression.
Yeah.
people may be depressed right now listening. Mm-hmm. Is there some point of hope? Is there some light at the end of this tunnel of depression? Some might not even know like how to identify it. Mm-hmm. But how did you get through those very dark times? Maybe a word of hope for someone. And maybe we can spend some time praying for a dear listener.
I do think as a physician, it's important to listen to what other people are telling you and to seek appropriate medical help, but also to be able to talk with someone. So one of the things that has really helped me a great deal is I somehow stumbled into a monthly grief support group. It's over at Kaiser Moanalua every second Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. And that has helped me tremendously because I'm with other people who have lost spouses or other loved ones. And so I do think being with other people in a grief support group is also very, very helpful. But one of the things, again, is looking deep into your heart and really knowing that God is there with you throughout all of this. There was a reason that this terrible thing had happened to me, but I think myself and my four children have just grown tremendously over the years. We miss him dearly, but he's with us all the time now. We talk about him and all the wonderful things he's given to us as a family. And
Teresa, what do you give us a slice of what it's like in a grief support group? What do you talk about?
We have no agenda. There's a facilitator, and luckily Martin has come to me, has come with me to grief support. But we just sit down and we see what the group dynamics are and who's there. If there's someone new, then we'll talk about something that's relevant to them.
It's an open agenda, and maybe one or two people would share, but it triggers off a list of questions, and it'd be things like, when do I start cleaning up? Am I going crazy? Who do I go and talk to? So there's just a lot of different things that comes up.
So with no agenda and different things that come up, does a facilitator just guide or
no? He always, they both say, this is not a therapy session. This is a support group. Mm. So he keeps the discussions focused on that support group. If you need therapy, of course, then there's professionals that do that. Not that this is a professional facilitator. But what I learned was that I went there kind of just curious to see what my to-be girlfriend at that time was into. But I found out that I needed it more than I thought. It helped me to understand what was the confusion in my heart and in my head, the dissonance between, I know I'm supposed to have faith, I know what to do, but yet my heart tells me no. So having guidance, or at least knowing that you're not journeying alone, I think you walk away with that in a support group.
How did you work with your children through Stephen's sudden passing?
It was hard because losing a spouse, of course, is different. They lost their dad, and it was very hard, and I would call them up. I didn't really have anyone to talk with, so they didn't know how to help me. But then later on, after about a year, I met Martin. I could talk with him because his wife had passed away, So I could relate better when I spoke with others who had lost their spouse.
So this was, almost like a built-in connection because of your mutual experiences. Well, I mean, since you made reference to Martin, maybe Martin share a little bit about that, and then we'll pray as we begin to wrap up our time together.
So my first wife, Pam, was married to her for 20 years, and she had what's called polycystic kidneys. So we were praying, and on Easter Sunday, she got her prayers answered, and she got a transplant, and her recovery was a little slower, but in the right direction. Along the way, she had a pain in her leg, which turned out to be a blood clot. And then in the hospital, she was hit by multiple strokes. So oddly enough, you know, you get a curveball, and my question to God when I get there, and I probably won't remember the question, why would you give a kidney, answer her prayers, and then within a few months take her away so suddenly? But it was in that grief experience that I was able to share, and every grief is different. So I went with the attitude, I'm just here to listen, to share, empathize, and then throw in whatever ideas that I might have. And then that connection at that gut, you know, deep gut level is where we started our relationship.
Martin, we've got about 30 seconds. Could you lead in a prayer of comfort for someone today?
I would be glad to. Heavenly Father, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come together as believers, each having our own story of how we came from the depths of despair or from struggles or a result of building of faith. But Lord, we especially right now think of those out there who are faced with challenges within their family, within the work situation, in their health. Just everything around them seems to be coming at them so fast. Lord, we do pray for your comforting hand. One thing I do know, that if one sincerely asks for guidance and a sign and an answer, I know you give it to them. So Lord, I pray for those who are asking to please honestly ask, seek God, and I know that he will follow. And when you hear the word, listen and obey. And I do pray for your hand in each and every one of their lives. And we do pray for this particular program and Teresa's book and Danny's effort and Suzanne's time here, that it would be honored to solve and to address the concern of the listener out there. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Encouraging.
Thank you.
Encouraging words from Dr. Teresa Wee and Martin Arenaga. Thank you so much, both of you, for being with us today. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, we believe this is the perfect moment to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. I've got a video set up for you there. Explain further. Click Get to Know Jesus. And if you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, your financial support, then thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I thank you in advance. 3 John 1, verse 2. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and all may go well with you. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Dr. Teresa Wee, WeeWellnessCenter.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.